As principal, it is my privilege to welcome you on behalf of the staff of the Petersburg School District as we recognize the graduating class of 2011. And now in my final address to the class of 2011, the staff and I would like to thank you for all that you've taught us and the profound way that you have each impacted our lives. As you go forward, I would encourage you to all be people of action. The class of 2011 feels like a group of movers and shakers, the kind of citizens that go to work, college, the military, move into communities, or join organizations and really get things done. Now it's my honor to turn the microphone over to a young lady who is a hard worker, has been a delight to mentor through the ASB, and I'm certain will do great things in her life, salutatorian Ashley Kawashima.
We're leaving here tonight as adults ready to take on the world and anything it has to throw at us. We have jumped many hurdles, run a few stop signs, and persevered where others might have thought we would fail. Tonight, we sit here proving we were worth all the hours after school our teachers spent trying to get their lessons through our thick heads, and all the lectures our parents were forced to give us after we made another silly mistake.
And now class historians, Charisse Frandrup.
Even though we may make mistakes, which I mean, look at us, we've all made our fair share of mistakes, we've survived through it, laughed it off, learned from it, and in a few short minutes, we'll be receiving our diplomas and stepping out into the world as whoever we want to be. So let's get to it, class of 2011.
And now I'd like to present the valedictorian for the class of 2011, Ms. Eleanor Bergren.
We are surrounded by people who smile and greet us on the street, who hire us in their businesses, who are always ready to lend a hand or share some fish, who speak to us on the radio, and of course, those who continually expose, teach, and challenge us about math and science, history and native traditions, art, how to make and play music, how to shoot a basketball or sail over a hurdle, and most dear to me, how to dance.
And now to address the class of 2011, their designated speaker, Ms. Deborah Tice.
When you asked me to speak, did you know my oration would include? Was this a hip rap creation? No more education. It's time for celebration, 'cause this is the day of your high school graduation. You sit here captive, moments for liberation. What a temptation to give in to frustration. You stay for the duration, a tree from matriculation. Now you're the newest members of the next generation.